Keys to Warfare. The strategy works as follows. Suppose there is something you want or need for your security and power. Take it without discussion or warning, and you give your enemies a choice, either to fight or to accept the loss and leave you alone. Is whatever you have taken and your unilateral action in taking it worth the bother, cost, and danger of waging war? Which costs more, the war, which might easily escalate into something large, or the loss? Take something of real value, and they will have to choose carefully. They have a big decision to make. Take something small and marginal, though, and it is almost impossible for your opponents to choose battle. There are likely to be many more reasons for leaving you alone than for fighting over something small. You have played to your enemy's conservative instincts, which are generally stronger than their acquisitive ones. And soon, your ownership of this property becomes a fait accompli, part of the status quo, which is always best left alone. Sooner or later, as part of this strategy, you will take another small bite. This time, your rivals are warier. They are starting to see a pattern. But what you have taken is once again small. And once again, they must ask themselves if fighting you is worth the headache. They didn't do it before. Why now? Execute a fait accompli strategy subtly and well, as de Gaulle did. And even though a time may come when your goal becomes clear, and when they regret their previous pacifism and consider war, by that time, you will have altered the playing field. You are neither so small nor so easy to defeat. To take you on now entails a different kind of risk. There is a different, more powerful reason for avoiding conflict. Only nibble at what you want, and you never spark enough anger, fear, or mistrust to make people overcome their natural reluctance to fight. Let enough time pass between bites, and you will also play to the shortness of people's attention spans. Reversal. Should you see or suspect that you yourself are being attacked bite by bite, a quick and forceful response will usually be enough to discourage the nibblers, who often resort to this strategy out of weakness and cannot afford many battles. If they are tougher and more ambitious, that forceful response becomes more crucial still. Letting them get away with their bites, however small, is too dangerous. Nip them in the bud.